Welcome back to The Art of Benching. This is number 8 in the series, and we're here with you, getting ready with Adama Saint-Germain, Jeffrey Hoppe, really filling into those energies for each of us. So with that, let's each of us start with that good, deep, conscious breath, that breath of life. Really take in that good, deep breath and let the energies flow. It's there for you. Breathe it in, allowing for all the potential. Breathing, presence. Breathe the I am here, I exist. Really feeling into you, honoring you. Be with that good deep breath. Allow the energies to flow. Be with it, allow it. Feel Adama Saint-Germain. His energies are there for our always. He is always there with us. So breathe that in and feel the beauty of that commitment. Breathe. Breathe as we go on into this session.
I am that I am. Adamas of Saint-Germain. Welcome, dear Chambra. Welcome to this Shoud in May 2020. I'm taking a moment to feel each and every one of you, to feel your energies. What an interesting group that's gathered here today from all around the world. So many of you felt the call to be here. You had other things to do, perhaps what you thought were better things to do, but you felt the call to be here with this group at this time, kind of almost one of those irresistible calls. Thank you for being here, because we have important work to do here today. Let's take a deep breath as we open this shout. It's going to be a bit different than what we've been doing. As much as I love lecturing, talking to Chambra, distracting you, having antics. We'll do all that next month when we get back together, hopefully with our live audience. But this shout is different. This shout. Well, thank you for being here. You'll discover. There's so much happening in the world right now. It's difficult to see sometimes when you're in the middle of it, the magnitude of what's happening. You know things are intense. You know you have so many feelings going on. And even the ones of you that used to say you never felt anything, now you're feeling things. Now you wish you could go back to not feeling things. And now you're going to keep feeling things because your sensitivity is awakened by your own light, your own consciousness. So you're going to continue to feel things, and you're going to continue to feel the world around you. You've lived so many lifetimes on this planet. You got familiar with the way things moved and changed, oftentimes not very fast, and sometimes it seemed like you were just repeating the same old patterns, or the world was repeating the same patterns, but now it's going very fast, indeed, almost at a speed you find it difficult to keep up with. There was a point not too long ago you didn't think the changes were fast enough. You wanted to go faster and faster, and now they're here. And indeed, they are happening on this planet. Today, we're going to be doing a dream walk. It's going to be a fairly long dream walk. And during that dream walk, we together are going to be shining our light into darkness. We're going to be going deep into the heart of darkness, or perhaps the bowels of darkness, and shining the light and doing what you really came here to the planet to do. This is it. And you didn't come here to the planet to start big corporations or invent things, or it wasn't necessarily even to do healing work or coaching or writing books. You came to the planet to do what we're going to be doing today. What you do when you're benching. We're going to be shining the light, and as you know, talked about it very often, is that this is the time when the planet truly needs it. It's at the time of epic changes in everything that's going on. You can't just say it's one thing or the other. It's everything that's happening is going through changes. And changes oftentimes are not easy. Changes means the breakdown of the old systems, kind of like the Shiva, the destroyer energy, coming in to break apart old systems. Oftentimes it's hard on humans, hard on the way they've set their lives up, the patterns that they're in, the people that they're in with. So it's very difficult. But right now, these changes are happening. There's no turning back. There's no slowing down the changes that are occurring on the planet. And that's why you're here. Oftentimes you said, well, I want to remember why I'm here on the planet, what I'm doing. A lot of you spent years, decades even, just waiting until right now. This is why you're here. So many of you have spent lifetimes in the past sequestered, whether it was a mystery school, whether it was a type of a secret organization, a quiet, behind-the-scenes organization that held the light for the planet. This occurred in monasteries and convents. It occurred with small groups that were sequestered in very remote places on the world. It was to hold the energy for the planet. Holding the energy meant that you were going to maintain that link between heaven and earth, between the divine and the human. So it couldn't be lost. You were going to hold that link. And now there's groups that are still doing that. They've done it for ever since the times of Lemuria. And there's groups that are still doing this. You never hear about them, or rarely anyway. Oftentimes they're doing it under the guise of a religious organization, but that's just the facade that they're using, for they're really truly just holding the energy until the right time. They're holding it until the time for those who came to be the bearers of light on the planet. They're holding it until there was time for certain humans across the planet to start allowing their divine, their light, onto this level of reality. And that's you. That's where we're at right now. That's what we're doing here right now. Although I love talking with you, entertaining, informing, lecturing, today I wanted to do this very special dream walk. So I ask you to get comfortable. Turn the lights down low. Get comfortable in whatever you're doing. And if you would, please turn off your mobile phone. You know how it is sometimes when we're in the deepest work, is sometimes when it almost attracts the distractions and almost brings them in. And suddenly somebody you haven't heard from for a while, or a family member, or somebody just a junk solicitation, suddenly the phone is ringing. So if you would turn off those phones, turn off the ringers at least, and get comfortable for our dream walk. I wanted to do this dream walk today with this group that I could feel coming in as a group thing. Now, you'll have your individual experiences, but I wanted to do it as a group in the real present time, in the moment. Normally, you do benching on your own. Normally, you find some time, you sit somewhere alongside the lake, in a park, sometimes in your car or at home, and simply shine your light. But now I'd like to do this dream walk of going into the darkness with this group. And yes, some of you have been feeling out of sorts last couple of days, or maybe had some pretty crazy dreams last night or the night before. Because when we do this kind of work, well, in a way, the dark doesn't like it. You know what it's like when you're in a darkish room and suddenly somebody turns on the lights and it's annoying. Suddenly you're taken out of that space you're in. It's the same when the darkness feels that something is coming in. It resists it. And that's probably what you've been feeling or thinking or dreaming about. We're not going in to try to do anything other than to be a light in the darkness. And ultimately, as you know, there is truly no darkness or light. But there are things that are lacking in consciousness and awareness. They're lacking in the ability to see and to perceive potentials. And that's what we call darkness in this case. They're in a very hurtful space, a very painful space physically, mentally, and that's what we call darkness here. The light is simply consciousness. Consciousness. The only thing that actually really, really matters is consciousness. It's the purest of all things. Your consciousness, your I am. Without it, there would be no energy. There would be no particles. There would be no light. There would be no reality whatsoever. So what we're really doing is bringing consciousness to the areas that are closed off, that are covered up, the areas that are so full of pain that they simply don't see the great potentials that are there for them, whether it's individuals, whether it's the planet. We're going to bring our light, not to be intrusive, not to force any change, not to make one believe like you believe, but simply to illuminate. It's at this time right now, it's such a critical point for everything on the planet. It's at this time that those who are the bearers of consciousness, it's time for you to come forth. And again, not trying to force change, but simply to show that there are other potentials. So let's take a deep breath together in this shout of May 2022. Let's take a good deep breath, bring our energies together. There's going to be a lot of times here in this dream walk where I'm not saying anything, I'm just asking you to bring your light. I'm asking you not to engage with any of the things that we may encounter. We're kind of standing behind that short wall, not engage with the voices, not engage with aspects, not engage with the others that you may encounter. We're not going and trying to force our way into any government offices and change the leaders. We're not trying to force any changes even on the past. We're simply bringing the light. And this, again, is what you came to this planet to do in this lifetime. Let's take a deep breath together. For all those who are gathered here in this moment and all who will come later to join in with the dream walk, let's take a deep breath as we begin. In the dream walk, we actually don't need to go anywhere. Everything comes to us. In a way, it's kind of like a spiral where we're not going out there trying to do anything. We're simply being in this present moment and allowing our radiance here as a group. Solemn group, allowing your light to shine. And when you shine the light, it shines first onto yourself. And indeed, there could still be some dark areas in your life. Old memories, ghosts from the past, people who have harmed you, have hurt you. Let's begin there, in this lifetime, shining your light out to any of the darkness within you. So that part of you from the past, that part of you can see that there are many more potentials. So that part of you can see that you're not stuck. You're not controlled by others. You're not truly limited in any of your choices, although you may have felt that way. Be in that darkness of your own self, something that most people absolutely avoid doing. Most people don't want to face that, but here, as you're in consciousness, there's nothing to worry about. No fear of being consumed by the darkness. No more fear of turning to the darkness. Something that many of you have feared for a long time. What if you get consumed by the darkness? Turn into a bad person? You simply can't right now. You know far too much about your light. At this point, you simply can't get corrupted by your darkness or anybody else's. Shine your light to any part of yourself that may still be in darkness. May try to turn away, or may try to growl at you, but simply stay in your consciousness, in your light. This is now your path. It's not for the darkness of yourself to decide make decisions, to do anything in your life. Now, it's you as a sovereign being. Let your light shine to any darknesses that there might have been in your childhood years. Some of you endured horrific things when you were young, terrible things. There's no justification for them. There's no trying to reason or make sense of it. But there is now a light that comes, a light from you into those very dark corridors of your past. There are things that you experienced that caused you great shame. Some of you physically, sexually abused and caused you so much shame, but it wasn't you that did it. And you pulled this cover of darkness over yourself, and it's time now, because that part of you wants that light, wants that angel to be here right now. Feel as the darknesses from your life, as they actually seem to come towards you now. Even though they're still trying to hold on to their darkness, they're almost attracted to this light that you shine. These parts of you held in darkness knows that the time has come now. Let your light shine to them so that they may find and use the potentials that are available to them. greatest transformation takes place when you can simply be there in your light of the present moment, when you're not trying to heal or change, but simply being there as that light. Not getting caught in the wounds, not getting caught in the shame, not getting immersed in the darkness, but simply there. Light shine to every part of yourself that is confused, whether it's part here today, whether it's part from the past, every part that's crying out. And demon that still wanders in your dreams, wanders through your mind. Let that light shine. So every wounded part knows now how to get out of that trap of darkness. The true transformation comes when the light of consciousness is there. All the other therapies, the counseling, everything else in a way is its own macchio. The darkness simply needed to feel the presence of light. Steadiness of that light. It needed to know that the light was real. More than anything, it needed to know that the light was coming from within, not from somebody on the outside, not from another being, not from heaven, but from you. That's what it needed. That light that you bring is your consciousness, your awareness, and the purity of your consciousness. Light does not try to heal. Light does not try to counsel. The light is simply there saying, there is a way. Every dark situation, every dark experience that is still there in your life has actually been longing for the dark, for the light, longing for this light that you bring right now to be there. It didn't want any more games. It didn't want any more therapies and super therapies. It simply wanted this, what you bring right now. That's it. Your light. That darkness that didn't feel worthy of the light, darkness that didn't think it could be the light. It just wanted to know that the light, that you could be here. Let it shine to everything in your light, in your life, that maybe in gray or dark, maybe hiding or wounded, let it shine to every part of that. And then let those things that you call your past lives, with their darknesses, let them come forth. So many of them, see, you know, so many of them are still living through the experiences, almost like stuck in a dream, just because that past life dies a physical death doesn't mean that that past life dies. It can continue on and on with its traumas and its darknesses and its sufferings. It goes off into other dimensions. It goes off even to the near-earth realms and oftentimes continues. You know, because you can feel the suffering and the pain, almost like an echo from some past. Let your light shine to all of these past lives. They've looked for salvation in so many different places. They've tried so hard to break out from their suffering and their darkness and pain, but what they needed was this, what you bring now. Your light, your wisdom, your maturity. That's what they needed, so that they may also see their potentials. They may see a different scenario. You're not bringing them healing. You're not bringing them solutions. You're simply bringing them your light. And they need to see it. They need to feel it. Every one of your past lives right now is going through their own form of coming to realization. You're leading the way in this lifetime for all of your past lives. You're leading the way. And therefore, they're going through their own realization. History is not history. History is not just what has been recorded. In other words, they are changing their history, your history right now, as you bring your light to them. Each and every one of the past lives will also come to realization in that lifetime. Yes, they'll defy history itself. They'll defy time and space. Implications are incredible. Past life that might have died poor, angry, in darkness now, changing the course of that lifetime for themselves. Even if it's in the final moments before their death in that lifetime, changing as the light comes to them. Some of those lifetimes have prayed to God, to the angels, to Jesus, to Allah, to Buddha. For release from the suffering that they have endured, from release of their own darkness, how they regard and perceive themselves. But no, none of those beings, none of those beings could provide the healing and the resolution that your light from right here, right now can. Light has to come from within. It can't come from the outside. It simply can't. Oh, outside lights, you say, outside lights provide very temporary relief, but in order to truly affect those past lives, I'll just feel them right now. They had to sense the light from within. Not from a far off heaven. Not from some type of spiritual icon, but they had to feel it from within. This is what you bring, each and every one of them. Your light illuminates the potentials for them now. And then it's up to them to choose, but your light illuminates the potentials. The potentials for them to go beyond their own darkness. Feel now the changes that your light brings to every one of your past lives. It changes the course of your own history. Nothing could touch these past lives like your light. Nothing. So many of the past lives, they died with so much confusion in their mind and in their heart. And cause so much searching, so much angst, so much suffering. It seemed only to get worse when those past lives continued to try to find the answers. Miracle cures, quick fixes, outside prophets. Simply doesn't work. They needed this right here. They needed the presence of your light. I dare say that this is the only thing that provides resolution, transformation. It's the only thing. Everything else just leads to more heartache, more failure, more disappointment. Let your light shine out to every one of your past lives. It's interesting because, you know, I've seen, you've seen humans trying to do so many things to affect change within themselves. And tried every different technique and approach, and constantly searching for the latest new one, kneeling before gurus, studying and studying and studying books and scripts until their eyes nearly fell out, and none of that provides the pure transformation. It's simply you, your consciousness, being there in the darkness. It's you coming back to yourself. It's you taking that sacred, divine part and illuminating it to them, consciously illuminating it to them, every one of those past lives. And in their hearts, they can feel the familiarity. They can feel the oneness of you and of them, of the soul. It feels truthful and honest and real, and it feels like something inside, not something on the outside. For many of the past lives, it'll truly surprise them at how intimate this light that is now shining, how intimate it is. Let them feel your light. Let every darkness from every past life feel your light. Your Christos consciousness. Isn't it amazing that you are now at the place, at the level of maturity and integration where you can bring this light. Before, you always felt like you needed to be the receiver of light, that you were in the darkness, that you needed this thing, this light coming to you, but now you're the one bringing it. You're the one that's no longer afraid of yourself or of your light. You could be the one bringing it. You're no longer part of this group of past life facets that has been waiting for light, even though they've been holding on to the darkness. You have risen above that, and you now are the one bringing the light. Not worried if you're going to distort it, not worried if you're going to misuse it, not at all. Now let's continue our dream walk. Let's bring that light to the world, to this planet. To all the darknesses that are upon the planet right now. Darknesses meaning out of consciousness. Oftentimes distorted and twisted. Oftentimes even what people would call evil. Let's bring our light to this planet. The billions of people there who are good at heart, they are truly good at heart. But yet they've gotten caught in their own darkness, many of them. Some getting caught in the power games, some entrapped in darknesses, even from their own past lives brought to this lifetime. Let's bring our light to a planet filled with so much potential of goodness, but yet there's so much fear right now. There's fear. In this darkness, there's hopelessness. Let's bring our light so that mass consciousness and humanity can see that there truly are others' potentials. There doesn't need to be suffering on this planet whatsoever. But yet, the darkness holds it. The darkness feeds off of it. Let us bring our light in this shroud, in our dream walk to this planet. Oh, there are so many who are caught in karma, their own karma from the past. Such a bad trap, such a seductive trap, their own karma. Let's bring a light so that they can see that they can release it any time they want. It's not a penance from heaven. It's simply up to them when they want to release it. People on this planet, they go about their day-to-day business. They go about their typical patterns. But they're afraid right now. They're afraid of what could happen. technology, militaries. And they've gotten so powerful that it could affect the planet in a moment, in a single moment. People don't like generally talking about it, but they're concerned. They're waiting for some type of answer, some type of intervention. I look into mass consciousness, into humanity, and they don't know which way to turn. They truly want some type of intervention, something to shake things up, but shake them up for the better. That's where your light comes in. That's why you're here right now. Let's let our light shine onto the planet. It's up to them to decide what to do with it, how to use it, how to illuminate their own potentials, and ultimately how to feel their own light. People have gotten so numb. I guess they're having a difficult time just coping with dealing with things. They've gotten numb. So many having a hard time thinking for themselves. And they get caught in traps. Oh, seductive traps like conspiracies. Traps like constantly setting themselves up for failure. They think they don't want to fail, but actually they're get caught in these traps of darkness and set themselves up for failure. Because that's what they know. That's what they feel they deserve. Let us shine our light onto each and every one of them. To all those with addictions, who lost hope, who feel that some demon has taken over, let us shine our light to each and every one of them. To those who think that power and force are the way to solve problems, to deal with things, and those who go along with it, and to those who are subjected to power and force, the victims of it, let us shine our light to them. Those who still engage in war because they simply don't know that there are other ways to deal with issues. But they resort to wars, battles, They don't realize so often these wars are ancient. Not just about this current time on the planet, but these wars, these battles go back lifetimes. They go back total eras ago. Back and back and back, and they're still being fought. We shine our light onto all those who still engage in battle and conflict, cruelty, nation against nation, that they may see the light, feel the light. There's something interesting about wars and those who lead the wars. They get caught in it, and they bring it from one lifetime to another. And they keep inflicting it on the planet. Let us shine our light to all those who use wars, all those who are victims of wars on the planet. And shine our light on all those who simply try to ignore it. They're afraid to say no more. So they simply ignore it and pretend it's not there. And that so often leads the warriors to continue their wars. Let us shine our light onto this planet. This is why you came here. You notice there's no force. We don't have to be pushing or forcing anything. You're simply bringing that light, the same light you brought to yourself, to consciousness. And consciousness has a way of illuminating the path, illuminating the potentials. Consciousness has a way of waking up those who are asleep and providing new and real solutions. Let your light shine onto yourself, onto the planet. Even the history of this planet and the history of all the peoples, it can change. It's a type of quantum physics that takes place, that even though you think that things are in history in a certain order and pattern, it can change. Even what you would call the past, it can change. As a matter of fact, the past has to change in order for there to be a real change. The past and the present. There has to be a transformation. So that people, humanity doesn't continue on the same linear path as they have been. So the light you're shining right now out to the planet, it It goes back in history, back in time. We can change what took place 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. It changes the potentials. This is why you're here. This is why you're on the planet right now. Let your light shine out to the world, to humanity, to mass consciousness. Feel our dream walk right now. Feel into the beauty of our dream walk. Into the light. This is why you're here. This is what you've waited for, is to be here at this time. And you know that this time, right now, is so pivotal. I don't even want to imagine what would happen to this planet if there was no light being brought. This is why you're here on the planet right now. And when you shine your light, it goes to yourself first, to every facet, every experience that you've had in this lifetime. And then it goes to every past life. That light just proliferates. It shines forth into the darkest of spots. And it changes even what you'd call the past. It took a long time to get here. It took trusting your own light, your own consciousness, embodied as a human. It took acknowledging and trusting that light. 10 years ago, most of you wouldn't have trusted it. Most of you would have doubted your own soul. But now, here we are. Joining together all across the world in our dream walk into darkness. Able to shine your light without agenda, but simply to bring consciousness to this planet. Feel as that light continues to shine forth. This is what you came here for. You came here to receive your own light, the light of your soul, of your divinity, and then to let it shine forth. This light now goes out to the planet. Watch what happens next. Let's take a deep breath together in our dreamwalk into darkness. Let's take a good deep breath. This is why you're here right now. With that, I am Adamus of Saint Germain.
Stay with the beauty of this moment. Staying with good deep breath, feeling into this as we close out this session. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, everyone.